All right, welcome back to Between the Lines. Governor Tony Evers has signed a bill designed to improve school safety when it comes to emergency fire drills. The bill was sponsored by Republican State Representative Mark Bourne of Beaver Dam following meetings of the Dodge County School Work Group. We're going to talk with the Dodge County Emergency Management Director Amy Nails coming up on the next segment of the show. Buy local, buy a real Christmas tree this year. We're going to talk with the president of the Wisconsin Christmas Tree Producers Association, Greg Hahn, coming up on the final segment of the show. A lot of people, day after Thanksgiving, it's a tradition, they go out and buy their Christmas tree. I've seen Christmas trees at different locations in town for the last several weeks. Seems I think it's because Thanksgiving is later than usual this year, falling on the, what is it, the 28th this year. All right. There's not a lot that Republicans and Democrats in this political battlefield agree on, but the impeachment probe into President Donald Trump may have surfaced one. The public hearings aren't moving the needle. Joining us in the studio, Republican Congressman Glenn Grothman. Good morning.
Good morning. Glad to be on the show.
Pleasure having you on the program. Happy Thanksgiving.
Oh, I can't wait. I can't wait for the turkey tomorrow.
What are you thankful for?
Well, I'm thankful to be living in the state of Wisconsin. And I'll tell you, when you get around the country, you realize how lucky we are to be here.
All right. Did you watch the hearings on impeachment?
I watched some of the hearings. On the secret hearings, I sat in on a few of them because I was on the oversight hearing, oversight committee. On the hearings themselves, I watched those that I could. I'm on my own committees, and our own committee sometimes met the same time as the impeachment hearings.
Did you hear or see anything different than what you already knew?
No. I think there were people who didn't like President Trump who were hoping there'd be like an explosive Perry Mason moment, but there wasn't anything like that. And I think the public, because we have so many things we should be taking care of, is a little frustrated that we're spending so much time on something and they haven't really found anything impeachable yet. And it kind of frustrates me. I wonder if part of the motivation is to keep other things off the front pages. You know, I'm very interested in immigration, been down to the border three times, and there are things we have to do there, but they're not talking about it. President Trump's done some good stuff. I think ultimately they will have to agree with the new trade agreement President Trump cut with Mexico and Canada. But we were promised, and so you understand, I do not determine what I vote on in Washington. Nancy Pelosi determines what comes to the floor. And she had promised us, I think repeatedly, that we'd vote on President Trump's trade agreement by Thanksgiving. Well, you'll notice I'm not in Washington, so we're not going to vote on that on a timely basis. And it's frustrating that apparently enough people around there feel impeachment is the one and only thing, that we're kind of putting other things on hold for that. And it's not like we're going to take up other things the first week I get back. I'm going to fly out on Monday night. But I'm afraid it's going to be more impeachment.
Well, okay, so the hearings have been held. When is the House going to take a vote?
I am beginning to think they are not going to take a vote, or if they take a vote, it's not going to be on impeachment, because I think the people who wanted to impeach the president were expecting that these hearings would go better for them. Otherwise, I think we'd take the vote before Christmas. But right now, you know, we had a Democrat brave enough to peel off yesterday from Detroit, the Detroit area, and she said, hey, I'm not going to vote for this impeachment. So when you begin to see that, and this is from a very Republican district, I wonder whether they're even going to have enough votes for impeachment, and they don't feel kind of let down by these hearings, and that they really haven't really laid a glove on President Trump.
Are you going into the impeachment hearings? The polls were split. And coming out of the impeachment hearings, the polls are almost identical. Does that surprise you?
I guess no, because I think the polls are not so much a measure of do you want President Trump impeached. I think he is the type of figure that people who don't like him always will want him impeached. And the people who like him will never want him impeached. And there is a little bit of wiggle room there among independents, but there are not a lot of people who haven't made up their mind on President Trump. And the problem is the people who don't like him, they're not like, we're going to get him the next election. They're like, impeach him tomorrow.
So one of the questions that the Marquette University Law School poll asked was, do you think what the president did was wrong, but not an impeachable offense? Let me ask you this. Do you think what the president did in his phone call with the Ukrainian president, regardless of impeachment, just take impeachment out of the equation, do you think his phone call to the Ukrainian president and that whole discussion was the right thing to do or the wrong thing to do?
I wouldn't have done it, but I think part of the frustration stems from the fact that, quite frankly, the Washington media should have been making a big story out of Hunter Biden for years. And they didn't make a big story about it for years. And President Trump's the type of guy, if it's in his head, it's coming out of his mouth, for better or worse. And I think a lot of times it's for better. You're never again going to get such a transparent president, right? He's not one for weasel words. He's not someone who says, you're talking like a politician, I don't know what you mean. President Trump says what's on his mind. And I would assume he was frustrated by the fact that everybody in Washington knew that Joe Biden's son was making too much money in Ukraine that he had no business making. And President Trump said, what's going on here? Well,
do you think the impeachment efforts are going to backfire against the Democrats in the election?
I think if they take a vote, it will. I think they can still back out, and I think they will back out. I think the polls are going to come around the degree to which a lot of Democrats are going to go to Nancy Pelosi and say, I do not want to vote for impeachment, but I've got a lot of people back home who want me to vote impeachment. I don't want to take this vote at all. And I right now will predict that Nancy Pelosi in the end will maybe take a censure vote or something like that, but she's not going to force her Democrats to go up and down on impeachment, because too many of them will be begging her, say, I've got a district in which a lot of people like President Trump. I don't want to take this extreme vote. On the other hand, I have a lot of hardcore Democrats who want him impeached. So if you want me to be reelected, don't make me take a vote. And I think you can begin that seeing that happening when the Congresswoman, Brenda Lawrence, her name is, from Michigan, when she came out yesterday in a very, very Republican district, but came out and said, hey, I don't want to vote for impeachment. And if she's saying that publicly, you know, privately, there are an awful lot of them who are saying, I don't want to have to vote on impeachment.
Three Democrats say they plan to run against you next year. One is former state Senator Jessica King. Another is an attorney. Her name is Amy Washburn. And another individual is a fellow by the name of Matthew Boer, who has a business background. Are you familiar with any of those individuals?
I've run into Matthew Boer. He's the only one I've seen physically campaign. I don't worry about campaign. Well, we all have to worry about campaign, but I really don't consider it campaign season till next April or May. I'm always worried. I get out and about all I can around the district so people know I'm accessible. We'll be in the Manitowoc Parade later tonight. And all I can do is be as accessible as I can be, explain my votes and explain my positions, and every 2 years I might lose my job. So I take it very seriously, and like I said, I try to be as visible as I can to people in the community.
Republican Congressman Glenn Grothman in the district for the Thanksgiving holiday. Always a pleasure having you on the show. Have a happy and safe Thanksgiving holiday.
Thank you very much.